USA Radio News with Wendy King.
To combat a spike in COVID-19 cases, California Governor Gavin Newsom is shutting down operations at many indoor businesses across the state where people gather, like bars, movie theaters, and restaurants.
This is a new statewide action effective today. Every county in the state of California impacted by a requirement now to modify indoor operations.
Giuseppe Franco is a salon owner in Beverly Hills.
So now you're going to have unhappy employees, unhappy clients, unhappy world.
Florida is now the new epicenter of the virus. Governor Ron DeSantis.
The percentage of people who were testing positive, instead of being 3, 4, 5% like it had been in May and early June, was now going up to where it ended up hitting even 15% just last week.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House is denying any problems between infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci and President Trump. There have been reports that the president and his staff were working to undercut Fauci.
I have a very good relationship with Dr. Fauci. I've had for a long time, right from the beginning. I find him to be a very nice person. I don't always agree with him.
Lately, Dr. Fauci has been sounding alarms about spiking coronavirus cases and moving too quickly to reopen the economy. A White House official said he expected President Trump to act firmly against the TikTok social media app, leading China to call the U.S. the world's real hacker empire. Wired editor-in-chief Nick Thompson says the U.S. can take action.
It can do almost what it did to Huawei, which is it can put TikTok or ByteDance, the parent company that owns TikTok, on something called the entity list in the Department of Commerce. And as with Huawei, that would make it incredibly hard for U.S. companies to do business with TikTok.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller responded to claims that his investigation into potential collusion between Russia and President Trump's 2016 campaign was illegitimate following the president's decision to commute Roger Stone's sentence. Mueller published an op-ed in the Washington Post on Saturday, asserting that while the work of the special counsel's office, including indictments, guilty pleas, and convictions, should speak for itself, but that he felt compelled to respond to claims that its motives were improper and that Stone was a victim of the office. Mueller wrote, "The Russia investigation was of paramount importance. Stone was prosecuted and convicted because he committed federal crimes. He remains a convicted felon, and rightly so." President Trump on Friday commuted Stone's sentence 4 days before he was set to spend 40 months in prison. Stone, who wasn't pardoned by Trump, is appealing his conviction, but the commutation protects him from serving prison time as a result. Stone, a 67-year-old Republican strategist, was convicted in November of charges that included lying to Congress, witness tampering, and interfering in the House's Russia investigation. Prosecutors had originally recommended that Stone serve 7 to 9 years in prison, but Attorney General William Barr recommended a more lenient sentence. The entire prosecution team resigned from the case in protest. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.